Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, and that is Growmark, locally owned, globally strong. In this week's program, we are going to learn about some of the new cutting-edge technology, mobile technology, that is coming into play even in the agricultural world that I think will be of a lot of interest to you that are involved in agricultural marketing, that have to do trade shows and farm shows and all those kinds of things. So I have with me Chad Udell with Float Mobile Learning. And Chad, welcome to our program, first of all.
Well, thanks for having me today, Chuck.
Your company is relatively new, I believe, so I'm going to assume probably most of our audience doesn't know much about you. We'd like to learn more. Why don't we just start out? Tell me a little bit about how your company came about and what it is that you focus on in terms of the type of work you do.
Well, certainly. Yeah, in the mobile space, I mean, I think everybody's a little bit new, but Float was founded in 2010 as a spinoff from our parent company, the Iona Group, which had a deep history of working with customers like DuPont, Bayer, Pioneer, Growmark, and a number of other agribusiness and agriscience providers. Float kind of took the ball and just went running. We noticed that there was a great amount of demand in the marketplace to put the right information in the right people's hands at the right time. And as we all know, most of the time when growers need to refer to information, they're far away from a computer. So mobile learning in particular and the access of information related to agronomy, agri-science topics is perfect to put on a smartphone or a tablet when people are out in the field.
So give us an example of what that might be or what a particular application for that maybe.
Well, certainly. We've already had a lot of success working with companies like Pioneer and Growmark, helping them augment some of their work when they're out in the field. And it just so happens that their field might be something like the National Farm Progress Show, mm-hmm. which is a little bit different than the field that the growers might be in. But again, they're away from a computer. So providing sales information, providing an engaging experience where customers can engage with salespeople in a friendly environment and see constantly updated information that's current and new is really important. In this move to a more customized growing program that a lot of growers are enjoying and definitely the benefits of, there's a substantial explosion of products. And so therefore, the thought of taking 50 or 100 or 200 or more different brochures on the road to trade shows is just cost prohibitive. So putting all that information onto a tablet, or like an iPad or an Android tablet, for example, is just an easy way to kind of consolidate some of that information. So that's kind of the front end of how a lot of ag businesses are using mobile technology right now. But it also gets very close to home pretty quickly because it's very, very easy to, say, for example, build an agronomy application that works for a grower and would allow them to, say, be out in the field, be maybe doing some soybean aphid scouting or something like that, notice some anomalies in their field, and then log it, report it to the company, and then work with their dealers to find a solution to help them remedy their problem or their pest that they're seeing in that space. So there's a lot of possibilities for mobile technology to work in the ag space.
How about in the area of precision ag, where perhaps you've got you're a company that has customers that maybe are using whether it's software or some hardware applications, but they get out in the field, they see, like you said, maybe something that they either have a question about or want to document or transfer information back to say their provider, their vendor, whoever. Do you see what you're doing maybe fitting into some of those areas too?
Well, absolutely. I mean, most of these programs that you're speaking of have personalization and content that's already taking place, and it just so happens to usually be occurring in a desktop browser or a laptop web browser, mm-hmm. but there's no real reason why it has to be confined to that. With a properly optimized interface, it actually would become a lot easier for a grower to log that type of activity when you have a mobile phone that's already got very precise GPS access, as well as really cool device features like cameras, you know, and voice annotation, for that matter, you know. So the integration points there are just, there's just a ton of them. Absolutely great ways for to work together.
So I, you know, I'm assuming that you do some very customized application work for certain clients, but have you built applications that work with these mobile devices that maybe allow you to allow, say, a company to come to you and say, you know, we've got this need or that need, and maybe budget-wise, they can't go into like a full-blown custom, you know, created application. But do you have anything available that they might be able to tie into?
Well, mobile development can actually be very surprisingly cost-effective. Reason being is that, you know, we got, I guess, dare I say, fat and lazy through all the years of desktop application development, where we just felt like we had to build these big battleships, you know, that contained every single piece of functionality under the sun, throw in the whole kitchen sink, if you will. Mobile application development is decidedly different in that. If you take a look at probably the most prized applications that you've got on your phone today, whether it be something like Facebook or Twitter or a very cool little like photo application or something like that that you do, a stock widget, a calendar, these applications are simple. They do one, maybe two things, and they do them very well. So if you as a application, I guess, innovator or conceptor can keep your idea small and fine, and be willing to kind of test the waters, if you will, by building a minimum viable product and testing out to see if your hypothesis is true, that, that people will find this content valuable, you're going to be able to reap the rewards of putting mobile learning in the hands of somebody without having to spend your entire annualized budget pretty easily.
Well, tell me a little bit about your process. I mean, I think you have sort of a process that you work through with your clients. What would be just maybe an overview of how somebody would come to you and say, hey, we've got this need, and what would be the process to bring that all the way, you know, to the field, so to speak?
Sure. So we pride ourselves on working very agilely, and that allows us to navigate the waters of a pretty large company. Like I said before, we've got a great deal of experience working with Fortune 50, Fortune 500 companies and of that type of scale, and helping them kind of move through what typically could have been potentially a bureaucratic mess and go pretty quick for some decision-making process. We allow the appropriate people to have buy-in and approval at the right time, basically, not allowing a whole lot of extra fluff. If you're on the project, you've got to be contributing. You know, you've got to be building. You've got to be adding to the overall the conversation. We don't want a lot of people in making noise that aren't really pushing the ball forward. So we like to move pretty quickly, and we like to use our specific process that we've got. We call it the S3D. It stands for strategy, design, develop, and deliver. You can learn more on our website at floatlearning.com/process. It's not particularly unique to us, other than that, in fact, it's an adaptation of some existing tenets in the agile development software world. So mobile just moves quickly. You know, there's new phones coming out every six months, 9 months. Every time, you know, someone from Apple comes out on the stage, it would have been Steve Jobs, but he's no longer with us. I'm sure it'll probably be either Tim Cook or Phil Schiller or somebody out there. But every time somebody like that takes the stage, or when you have an event like CES come out, things change rapidly. So we can no longer spend 12 months or 18 months in a development cycle building and building and building.
Right.
We need to put things out quickly, you know, and that's definitely what, the type of process that we adhere to.
Well, I know I'm looking forward to my new iPad 3 when, you know, so that I can gift forward my iPad 2. But you're
absolutely
right. I mean, we're in the agricultural communication sector, and I come from a broadcast background, and you know, the technology moves so fast that it's where I have been teaching people how to use digital audio recorders. Now, basically, I'm recommending, you know, certain apps, and just with the right adapter for your handheld mic to an iPhone, you don't need them. You know, we're using the phone for everything, it seems like.
Absolutely. Yep.
What else might you offer or want people to know about Float Mobile and what you're doing that we haven't touched on here?
Well, I think that what we like to do is we use our expertise in navigating the kind of the technology. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there to know how to develop and deploy apps that are going to work on an Android and iPhone and potentially BlackBerry or Windows Phone. So we pride ourselves on knowing and understanding that realm pretty well. We don't at all try to replace or supplant somebody that's the agronomist or the subject matter expert on a project that we have. We have deep experience working with agricultural customers, but we certainly are not the experts in agronomy per se. We can speak the language and we know how to navigate those waters, but definitely like to allow the clients to have as much say as they want on how their content's going to be presented.
Yeah. Well, I think I appreciate that. I'm sure they certainly would too. We've mentioned the website, which we'll certainly put links to what you guys are doing. And, you know, I think it's fascinating. Love to stay in touch because it, I mean, I've probably already seen some of what you're doing, just didn't know I was looking at it out at one of the shows you mentioned, for example. So,
absolutely. Absolutely. And do keep paying attention to us. We've got a number of environmental scans, which are some long-form white papers that are going to be coming out in a couple months, specifically on the agronomy and agri-science area. So okay. Talking about some of the newest advancements in mobile technology in that space. And we'll be sure to keep AgWired and everybody in your listening community familiar with that as well.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much, Chad Udell with Float Mobile Learning. That is our Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.